All right. After all these years, you finally decided to hang it up and now go into the coaching ranks. How did this whole situation come about for you?
Well, baseball has been all I've known since I left high school. And, baseball has been good to me over the years, and I feel like it's a perfect opportunity for me to get back into the game and get something back.
Is this something, you're obviously now at the single A level, but would you like to someday be a manager in the big leagues?
Well, I'm not sure about the managing part. I would love to, be a coach so far. You never know what's going to happen once I start doing this. I never had any aspirations of being a big league manager. But like I say, you never know. I'm going to, the difference between managing, in the big leagues and managing in the minor leagues is, in the minor leagues, you're teaching. You're more of a teacher. You're teaching young guys how to play the game and the way to play the game. In the big leagues, it's totally different. Most of those guys pretty much, if they're in the big leagues, they already know how to play. So you're pretty much running the game. You're managing the game, and that's what managing is. So, like I say, you'll never know. I might enjoy doing what I'm doing this year, but, time will tell, and I'm going to enjoy teaching while I'm doing this.
And you're undoubtedly one of the greatest Expos of all time. Is it a little more sweeter that you're doing this within the Expos organization?
Almost definitely. This is where I grew up. This is where my roots are, and to be able to get an opportunity to come and manage in the organization that I started with and I played the most years with is special as well.
You were playing for the Expos in the 80s when 2.5 million fans you get on average at the Big O, and now you have people here that say today Montreal is not a baseball town. Does that bother you in a way, being around in the glory years when the team was so good, and now to see the situation, what it's become today?
Oh, it bothers me because I know there's it's a baseball town, because I was there like you said, the 2.5 million a year. Unfortunately, two or three different owners, and now you have Major League Baseball owns it. And Montreal had been able to do the things they would like to do with their ball clubs over the past few years. And as a fan, it's tough, to go to the park when you don't know who's going to be there from one year to the next, or if they're going to try to contend, or they're just going to start unloading their good players. It's tough for a fan to support a team that really isn't doing anything to keep the fans around. And I feel more for the fans than anything in Montreal, because, over the years that I was there, they really deserved a lot better. And just unfortunate that the way things have happened over the years that kind of draw them away.
I know that players don't like to get into the politics side of things, but do you see today any way that baseball can survive in Montreal?
Well, I don't really know too much about what's going on. I know Major League Baseball owns the team now, and I'm sure that when it comes down to selling the ball club, they're probably going to sell it somewhere in the States. And as a matter of fact, I hear that they're probably going to make a decision sometime early or in the middle of the season on what they're going to do. So, like I said, unfortunately for an Expos fan, this might be the last year there.
I remember as a fan a couple of years ago being in the Big O for your return back to the Olympic Stadium, and that ovation that you got, just one of the greatest memories I know for many fans, Expos fans. Can you just describe a little bit what that was like for you, that standing ovation that they gave you?
It's hard to describe. I guess you pretty much have to be me to feel that. It's hard to describe. To be in front of 47,000 people and they're screaming your name or they're making noise in appreciation for what you were to that city. I think what baseball is all about. You want to be appreciated as a player, and to be appreciated by the fans the way they did that day was made it all that much more special to come back and to feel that they hadn't forgotten about me.
Now that your playing career is over, Are there a couple of moments that stick out as some of your finest while playing in major leagues in general?
Well, that one comes to mind. That one comes to mind. Playing with my son in the outfield together with my son. And, of course, you know, winning the two world championships. But what sticks out more in my whole career, I would have to say, just playing in Montreal. Starting my career there and being able to spend the years that I spent there.
In your rookie year and your first couple of years coming up in the Expos organization, were there a couple of veterans that took you under their wing that kind of showed you the ropes?
Almost definitely. You know, Andre Dawson was a real big part of my career. You know, mostly the guys from Florida. We call it the Florida Connection, myself, Dawson, and Warren Cromartie. Ellis Valentine was when I was there when I first got there. Gary Carter. Amongst others, but you know, when I got there, they welcomed me there from day one, and I think just being able to step in and feel wanted right away, because a lot of times rookies, you know, they have to go through the growing pains, but they made me feel like I had been there for a while when I first got there.
Do you like the way the baseball has evolved from when you have played, you know, the contracts and all the other stuff that goes on in the game? You know, you hear a lot of veterans say that it's a different game than when they played. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I think it's different. I think the money plays a real big role. You know, I think guys nowadays, you know, pretty much play for themselves because they know if they put up the stats, they're going to get paid. And, you know, I don't think you see where guys are giving themselves up to get a base, base runner over from second to third, you know, bunting in situation that help the team. Not to say everybody does it, but, you know, I think it's become an individual game more so than it was in the past.
That's a final question, and it's a two-parter. In 4 years, do you look forward to perhaps getting an invitation into Cooperstown? And if so, would you go in as an Expo? I know with Gary Carter there was a little bit of a controversy with that. You know, where would you lean if that opportunity came up?
It would definitely be Montreal. I spent most of my career there. And I think when you mention my name, I think the first name comes up as far as the team you play with will be Montreal. And I would feel like if I were to be inducted, it would be in an Expo hat.
Well, I think I speak for many Montrealers out there. We just want to thank you for all your great years and continued success after your playing career now as a manager.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.